You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, here we are yet again with another topic that's always talked about year after year. And what is that topic? The declining birth rate in America. Oh yeah, gentlemen, every year it goes down even further. That's right, even less children, or as I like to call them, little bundles of misery, are being born. And the question is always the same. What can we do to stop this? Now, I'm going to share with you an article really quick. However, as the title of the video says, the declining birth rate is 100% women's fault. And I'm going to give three irrefutable points to back up that statement. So stand by. Let's get into the article first that was published on the 24th of July. Now, I'm not going to read all of it, of course. U.S. birth rate hits all-time low. CDC data shows. The fertility rate in the U.S. dropped to an all-time low in 2024, with fewer than 1.6 children, or I call them bundles of misery, being born per woman. Federal data released on Thursday shows. The U.S. was once among only a few developed countries with a birth rate that ensured each generation had enough children, or as I like to call them in this, you know, scenario, slaves for the meat grinder to replace itself. About 2.1 kids per woman. But it has been sliding in America for close to two decades as more women are waiting longer to have children or never taking that step at all. The new statistic is on par with fertility rates in Western European countries, according to World Bank data. Alarmed by recent drops, the Trump administration has taken steps to increase falling birth rates, like issuing an executive order in February meant to expand access to and reduce costs of in vitro fertilization and backing the idea of quote unquote baby bonuses that might encourage more couples to have kids. Now, of course, that's never going to happen. It's just not. Factors in the continuing decline. Birth rates are generally declining for women in all age groups. And that doesn't mean it is likely to change anytime in the near future, said Karen Guzzo, director of the Carolina Population Center at the University of North Carolina. People are marrying later and also worried about their ability to have the money, health insurance, and other resources needed to raise children in a stable environment. Now, those things that she pointed out are things that people worry about after a child is born. However, what I'm going to talk about are the choices that women have to make before a child is born. And that's going to be, once again, irrefutable facts as to why the birth rate decline is 100% women's fault. Quote unquote, worry is not a good moment to have kids. And that's why birth rates in most age groups are not improving, she said. Asked about birth promoting measures outlined by the Trump administration, Guzzo said that they don't tackle larger needs like parental leave and affordable child care. All right. That's all I'm going to talk about insofar as the article. Now, let me go ahead and get into the meat of this video, where I prove, once again, that the declining birth rate is 100% women's fault. Now, let's go ahead and put something out on the table right now. Since women love to talk about the patriarchy and women's bodily autonomy, let me be crystal clear about something. If men were, let's just go ahead and say, 5% more evil than women would portray us to be, then you know what men would actually do in this scenario? Since we know, hey, the birth rate is declining and the survival of our species is on the line. What could men do if we were just completely and totally evil? Well, we could find a way to enact what I'm going to call the CIP, which is the Comatose Insemination Protocol. That's right, women. Men could decide, you know what? We're going to render fertile women into a vegetative state and have them become breeders. Can that be done? Yes. Has it happened? Unfortunately, there was actually a man back in 2019 who was a nurse who actually impregnated a woman who was in a vegetative state, and she actually gave birth. Yeah. So, can that happen on a global scale? Yes. Have we gotten to that point? No. And I don't think men as a whole will get to that point. Why? Because men refuse to allow women to suffer. And that's been one of our biggest banes in regards to why the birth rate is where it is. But I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Now, I'm going to talk about the three reasons. There's actually four, but one of them is kind of a hit or miss. It's scenario based. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of good scenarios to actually make this a point. Now, that point would be if women actually planned to have a child in wedlock. Yeah, that'd be the first choice that would be 100% under women's control. But let's be honest. The overwhelming majority of children are not planned. They're not born in wedlock. They're the result of drunken hookups, or as we like to call them, oops babies. Yeah, oops. Woman decides she liked some dude. They have a drunken hookup. He shoots up the club. Bam, she gets pregnant. Or a trap baby. Oh, this guy has status. He has money. Let me go ahead and let him shoot up my club in hopes that I can get a baby from him so I can get some sort of support. Yeah, another thing, A lot of babies are born as a come up, not out of love. So once again, that is not a prime scenario. So I'm not really going to include that, but we all know that that is the case. Now, for the first choice that is 100% under a woman's control in regards to childbirth, birth control, and whether or not she's going to take it. Yep, as we all know, there are plenty of forms of birth control that women have access to. Now, whether or not she takes it, that's on her. That is completely and totally on her. So now that we got that out the way, birth control, 100% under women's control, whether or not they're going to take it. The second thing that is under women's control, sex, when it happens and who it happens with. That's right, ladies. We all know you're the gatekeepers of sex. Sex does not happen unless you decide it happens. Now, of course, you're going to have the women come in, these absolute radical idiots talking about, well, woman's bodily autonomy and rape and all this stuff. Yes. Even I'm not going to deny, yes, there are some cases in which women are impregnated by rape. See, ladies, I can agree with you. However, that number is in the extreme minority. That is not the case. As much as you want it to be the case all the time, it is not the case. So yeah, you decide who you want to have sex with and whether or not sex is going to happen at all. Now, the third thing that once again is 100% under women's control, whether or not the baby is brought to term, whether or not the baby is even born. Yeah. Yeah. At any point in time, a woman can say, you know what? I don't want to have this child, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the chop shop. Yeah. Early terminations? Yeah. You see, people want to sit here and possibly say that men have a role in this. No, 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 no. Beyond being a sperm donor, which unfortunately men have been reduced to in this day and age, men have zero reproductive rights. I think I make a great argument. So yes, those three things right there have to happen before a child is even born. One, the woman has to choose whether or not she's going to take birth control. Two, she has to choose who and when she has sex. And three, she has to choose whether or not she's going to bring the baby to term and allow it to be born. So yeah, once again, that is all under women's control. So by those three factoids right there, you cannot argue that the declining birth rate is 100% women's fault. But I know, there's always going to be a whole bunch of, oh, this, oh, that, the other factors, blah, 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 blah. Like I said previously, those factors that people want to focus in are factors after the baby is born, in so far as the economic side. But so far as the biological side, that's all on women. So yeah, hey, No more slaves for the system. No more meat for the grinder. No more tax basis. Oh, well, personally, hey, I don't give a shit. Men, honestly, we shouldn't care either, because guess what? We can still have children long after women hit menopause. They're the ones that have the biological clock. We don't. But women honestly believe that through the miracles of modern technology, that they no longer have a biological clock. No, that is always going to be the case. Now, of course, there have been some women who've had children in later years, but once again, those are the extreme cases. And those are the women who actually could afford vitro and their eggs actually took. That is not the case for the everyday woman. So, yeah. Hey, once again, I don't care. I'm not on the hook for this. Men, you're not on the hook for this. So, you know what? Sit back, enjoy the ride. And guess what, men? You also have the option to travel overseas and get yourself a younger woman to have children with. Women don't have that option. So yeah, whatever you decide to do, gentlemen, when you decide to have children, hey, make sure you thoroughly plan it out. But all in all, yeah, it's all women's fault that the birth rate is collapsing. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who constantly talk about women's bodily autonomy and all that stuff, you need to understand this and understand this crystally clear. The biological power you thought that you had over men, that does go out. It's called geriatric pregnancy. Yeah, it's called the biological clock. Once that goes out, your power over men and reproduction, that's going to go out right along with it. And yeah, men can still have children in our later years. Up to the day we die, we can still have children. Guess what? You can't, ladies. Oh, well, oh, well. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.